Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, President. My name is Jennifer Chavarros. I am a member of Sukimbo, an organization of campesino corporations affected by the dams set up by transnational corporations in Colombia. We want to recall to you that Latin America has small campesino and workers' movements, such as Brazil and those that I represent in Colombia. We are the ones that produce the food that we eat daily. It is not the large companies. It's true that all companies and businesses can violate human rights, but different business structures need different regulations. This process has a clear mandate to regulate just transnational corporations and other transnational enterprises. As established in 26.9, these are the ones that are not regulated by any international binding norm or instrument. During these 9 years of negotiations, there has been no change in the mandate of this working group. As clarified by the president himself, there is no room for an interpretation of the footnote that authorizes the broadening of the applicable scope. In this regard, we support the remarks from Kuwait and Colombia, underscoring that this is clear. This mandate cannot be changed by the working group. The argument used by the delegations, in particular Mexico and Panama, according to which transnational corporations that are registered as transnational corporations or state companies are outside of the implementation of the treaty. If this refers to transnational corporations, it is not enough to not include the footnote. The footnote says that companies working on the transnational basis are included in the applicable scope. That is to say, any company, even if registered only nationally, when they're part of an economic group financed by international funds or are part of a foreign holding company or are in an international extraterritorial value chain, are in the applicable scope. Having a national registry does not change the transnational nature. These companies, allegedly national, are part of the large economic groups and benefit from the global value chains. Their names and brands are recognized the world over. They are also the ones that can sue states through international mechanisms and dispute settlement mechanisms in other states. If we broaden the scope to all companies, it is impossible to have solid provisions in the prevention and accountability. For example, once again, there are different structures that need different regulations. It is only a specific focus on transnational corporations that will allow for the treaty to coherently address the specific challenges that arise with a structure that is intrinsically international. The current updated draft presented by the president has broadened the applicable scope of the treaty. It has also eliminated almost all of the specific references to transnational corporations. They are only mentioned four times in the text. Also, there have been the elimination of certain standards such as the responsibility of the mother company in the value chain and the extraterritorial jurisdiction, Articles 8 and 9. For this reason, the organizations representing the corporations defend the scope of the broadening of the scope. It will make it much more difficult to demand responsibility for environmental and human abuses. The microphone had cut out. And if the president and the chair seek consensus, we can continue with its leadership, keeping our focus on the transnational corporations and other transnational enterprises. This is of vital importance to ensure not just the efficacy of the future treaty, but also the democratic nature of the process. As confirmed.